Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Reed on the Road, where I finally get to get out of the little cramped studio. And not that I don't enjoy looking at Trey, our producer, every day, but this gives me a break. And I get to really exciting places all around Central Virginia. Today, Reed on the Road is live from the Swift Creek Mill Theater. And where exactly are you? I was saying Colonial Heights, Hopewell, Petersburg, kind of triangulated between the three locations.
Technically, but South Chesterfield.
Is that right?
Yeah, right across the creek is Colonial Heights, but this is still Chesterfield.
Gotcha.
Right,
okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good to pin it on the map. That's the voice of Tom Wythe, who's the artistic director here at the Swift Creek Mill Theater. He's with us live. And Steve Kohler is the managing director. And I welcome both of you. Well, thank you for opening up so early in the morning for us today.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Thank you for coming.
I am excited because I have lots of fond memories of having meals here and seeing a lot of shows here over the years. The table right across from us is where I had my 30th birthday party, which was kind of a big deal. I had my whole family here, and you know, just lots of nice memories growing up seeing a local theater. And Steve, you've been here for how long?
Just about 2 years. It'll be 2 years this January.
So you're the fresh blood.
I'm the newbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like coming to a very established place? This mill dates back to 1663, and if I'm reading the history right, 50 years of theater. Did you show up thinking, I got to shake this up and give it a new fresh coat of paint? Or what's your philosophy?
It's a mix of that and staying true to what has made the mill such a gem and anchor of the arts in South Chesterfield for the past 50 years. We try to honor the past in everything we do and also try to take a look at things in a new way and bring in some new audiences whenever we can.
Yeah. What are some of the new things that you're doing?
Well, coming up just this month, we have, for instance, we have a wine dinner coming up in mid-October that our food and beverage manager, Andrea Hutchins, puts out a four-course meal paired with local wines and beers. Well, local wines and beers when possible.
That's a big thing these days.
It is an exciting thing. And we're going to be pairing with Trapezium in Petersburg for one of the beers at this Oktoberfest dinner coming up in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Also, Spirited History is a local group of paranormal investigators. They'll be here on Thursday, October 24th, and they do their investigations, and then they give a presentation of what they found, and they're going to be talking about the Bird Theater down in Carytown, the Weems Bot House, Bacon's Castle, and most importantly to us, what they found when they were here this past July here at Swift Creek Mill Theater.
What they came in and
they were here
for ghosts
for 4 hours, had all their equipment out and turned off the lights and did spooky things down in the basement that they'll talk about when they come. I know I was a little creeped out when I was locking up and shutting down that night.
Did they find anything?
They said it was one of the most active places they have ever been.
Oh, come on.
That's what they told me. You'll have to come on the 24th and see what they heard.
Right around Halloween time.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Well, you know who might know something about the ghosts around this place is the guy who's been here for how many years, Tom?
43 and a half.
Yeah, I'd say you've got some history. They've been doing theater here for 50 years, and you've been here 43.
Yep.
How have most people cannot stay in any job that long? How have you done it?
Tenacity. You just all I do is just keep working. The ups, the downs. You accept them all as they come along. The business always is changing, and you just keep working.
Have you ever seen a ghost? I got to ask you that.
No, but I think I've heard them. This is a 356-year-old building, and these 16 by 16 heart pine beams still creak, and they creak in rhythm, and they sound a lot like footsteps. Mm-hmm. And if you ever spent the night here, which we did commonly when we're putting up a new set or whatever, you don't bother going home to bed. You just sleep on the stage and get up and keep working. And you hear some things that really spook you out. The old windows upstairs are now bricked up. To make this a theater, and our lighting designer likes to tell the children on tours here that that's where the bodies are buried.
Oh, my goodness. And, I'm sure the parents appreciate that.
But, no, you hear some funny sounds in here, and there are people who say they have actually seen specters, and we've had pets who won't cross certain thresholds and that sort of thing.
Well, see, I didn't know this backstory when I came here.
We hype it like crazy because it's so much fun.
Well, let's talk about the history of the building. I mean, this is a pretty old site, and your website talks about how it's one of the oldest historic locations documented in the in the country, 1663. That makes sense. It was a real working mill for a long time?
Absolutely, for centuries. And the dam is only about 150 years old. This is, as we say, 1663. And I'm always amazed that a grist mill of this size was even needed in this part of the new nation. We're only talking 50 years or so after Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to read accounts of what it was like in that time. The old growth forests were still here. Mm-hmm. All of these timbers were hand hewn. These walls are 3 foot thick granite, which was harvested from the hills around here and dragged here.
So they were serious about establishing something that would last.
I can't imagine the work it would take. Mm-hmm. And the history that I've read in Chesterfield County indicates that perhaps three or four different mills sat on this foundation over the centuries. Mm-hmm. Where you see brick here may well have been replacement work from Civil War mm-hmm. activity. There was a two-day battle called the Battle of Swift Creek fought around this property, so there may have been some damage done, and some things are repair work, some things are original, but yeah, it's withstood everything that nature and people could throw at it all these decades.
How did it become a theater?
1965, three couples found it in total disarray. It was a shambles in here. I've seen the pictures. It was just a wreck. And these three couples, I'm not going to say the numbers, but they bought it for a song and spent 20 times that much turning it into a theater. Mm-hmm. On opening night, they were still climbing up a ladder to get to backstage in their evening gowns and things because mm-hmm. we weren't quite ready, apparently. And it opened with the musical Carnival in December of 1965.
And what's playing now?
A wonderful new show. It was only written a couple of years ago by a playwright named Jeffrey Hatcher. I was lucky to find it. I loved it right away. Put it on our schedule, called Holmes and Watson,
about Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Is that right?
Yep. He and his nemesis apparently fell over the waterfall at Reichenbach Falls and were killed. And this playwright takes the fact that their bodies were never found and extrapolates out this entire story about different people claiming to be Sherlock Holmes. Hmm. And Dr. Watson comes to ferret out who is the real Holmes. Nobody is kind of who they seem to be at the start of the play. By the time we're done, the last 10 minutes, audiences are like ooh and an ah and clapping and laughing as all these reveals take place. It's absolutely a ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go to Broadway shows all the time. It's been an important part of my life, kind of the way I escape from politics. Everybody has their thing that they do to put the rest of the world aside. And I think back to local theater as one of the things that gave me that love for something that's been very important in my life. You have a lot of kids who come through here, school groups and the like. I'm assuming you've got supporters who make that possible. A school group coming today, right?
Yes, we have 10:15 a.m. matinee of Holmes and Watson, our main stage show, and the kids get to see it for about a third of what you would pay for a regular ticket. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people support us in the youth theater programs that we have. We actually have more students come through this theater than we do main stage customers. 17,000, yep. I think, last year.
I mean, that's big
students.
Numbers.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. And all of our shows are SOL driven. Many of them are written here. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of that. And that takes a lot of funding, too, to produce all these shows. And then we try to provide free tickets to some underprivileged schools and things. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to be seeing theater. It's a wonderful, safe place to feel things and think about things that may not have occurred to you. And I hope they'll be theater goers for the rest of their lives.
And real quick, I can't go without asking you for the roster of stars who've appeared on this stage. I mean, that's another component. Having local theater gives young people a chance, or new actors a chance, mm-hmm. to grow in their careers.
A lot of people dip their toe in the water here mm-hmm. in local theater. And if I get somebody who's new and absolutely terrific, I try to get as many shows out of them as I can okay. before they move move on to other things. Our friend Blair Underwood was here when he was 15 years old, did three or four shows with us, and he's opening on Broadway this week in A Soldier's Play. Of course, lots of television, and we know him very well. Emily Skinner was here for a couple of shows.
Oh, and I've seen her in the Cher show and the Full Monty. And
She's a busy lady.
A lot of remarkable folks. And so that's another reason why I think it's important to shine a spotlight occasionally on local institutions like this that have meant so much to students and to people who make this their career. So if you're interested in the Swift Creek Mill Theater, you can get all the details, especially about this Holmes and Watson show that's running now, at swiftcreekmill.com. And, you know, we got a lot of business people who like to support local arts endeavors. Call Steve Kohler, who's the managing director, and talk to him about how you could be supportive of the Swift Creek Mill Theater. And gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us early this morning.
Our pleasure. Thanks for coming.
A lot of fun. A lot of great memories here.
Good.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.